We welcome you to the Lutheran Prayer Hour. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ.
Hymn of the day, How Lovely Shines the Morning Star. reading from 2 Peter, the first chapter. For we, beloved, did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, and the voice was borne to him by the majestic glory, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased," we ourselves heard this very voice born from heaven, for we were with him on the holy mountain. And we have something more sure, the prophetic word, to which you do well to pay attention, as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Knowing this, first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation, for no prophecy was ever produced by the will of men, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. This is the word of the Lord. And a reading from St. Matthew, the 17th chapter. And after 6 days Jesus took with him Peter and James and John his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. And Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I'll make 3 tents here, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah." He was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were terrified. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise and have no fear." And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus commanded them, "Tell no one the vision until the Son of Man is raised from the dead." This is the word of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Epiphany means revelation, and today is all about how God reveals himself to us in the person of his Son. Peter, James, and John ascend the Mount of Transfiguration for our Lord's greatest epiphany. He is transfigured, and his disciples see that the fullness of the deity dwells bodily in him. The majesty of the Godhead shines forth in and through Jesus' humanity. And in case you didn't get the picture, God speaks from heaven again. "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." With him stand two other witnesses, Moses, who wrote the first 5 books of the Bible, and Elijah, the greatest of the prophets. These two key representatives of the Old Testament scriptures appear to bear witness to Jesus. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, these ones. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Jesus is the Christ, God revealed in our flesh. Listen to him. And Peter, James, and John did just that. They were not just eyewitnesses, but ear witnesses to Jesus. They recall it in their apostolic writings. John says, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth." Also in John's first epistle, "Concerning the Word of life, made manifest to us, whom we have seen and heard, and proclaim also to you." The eternal Word of God is revealed in the flesh, and that incarnate Word is proclaimed in the prophetic and apostolic scriptures, so all may listen to him. And that is the subject of today's epistle reading, where Peter writes that we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. The New Testament isn't a myth, it isn't a fairy tale or a fable. It is the eyewitness testimony to Jesus Christ, who is God's Son in the flesh to save us. For he received honor and glory from the Father, writes Peter, and the voice was borne to him by the majestic glory, quote, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." And Peter stresses this, "We ourselves heard this very voice born from heaven, for we were with him on the holy mountain." And we have something more sure, says Peter. We have the prophetic word. The Old Testament scriptures are fulfilled in the coming of Jesus Christ. Peter saw that vividly. And yet we hear how shaky and how fearful his performance on that mountain was. The voice from heaven rebuked him. "Peter, quiet now, and listen to my son." Peter, the very eyewitness, tells us that in the Holy Scriptures we have something sure and certain. We have a sure and certain word. God's word is much clearer than our experience, and all our opinions must be tested against it. But Peter's mostly trying to tell us the very same thing that God told him that day on the mountain. Listen to Jesus. You, dear saints, have the prophetic word, to which you will do well to pay attention, as to a lamp shining in a dark place. No doubt you know that verse from Psalm 119, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Well, the key here is that you don't turn on some other light when it comes to reading the Bible, but the scriptures themselves are the light. They are bright with the light of their author, who is God. Peter witnessed the incarnate word shining and enlightening him. And the word of God in the scriptures does this also, whether it is preached, or whether it is heard, or whether it is read. The scriptures aren't dark, dim, and in need of you and I to shed light on their meaning. No, they are clear and brilliant. They are. If anything, we are those in darkness. We are the dim wits. But the scriptures themselves are what shed light on our darkness. They expose our hearts. They also reveal to us the light of the world, Jesus Christ. Pay attention to the prophetic word. St. Peter writes, "As to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts." As we heard in the hymn, Jesus is the morning star who shines with God's own truth and light, aglow with grace and mercy. We don't seek out a mountaintop revelation like Peter, James, and John saw. Indeed, it wasn't good for them to stay there in that experience. What was better was to be witnesses of the death and resurrection of Christ, and then to take the proclamation of repentance and forgiveness of sins in Jesus' name to all nations. And thank God, that's what they did. And that's what the church still does today. That means that when you read your Bible or you hear it preached, Jesus, the morning star, is dawning on you. You are listening to Jesus. When the scriptures are preached rightly, then you will hear Jesus only. Remember St. Mary's response to the servants in Cana. She said, "Whatever he tells you, do it." Well, today the Father says, "This is my Son, listen to him." And Peter writes, "Pay attention to the prophetic word." None of them would tell us to abide in his word if it were not reliable and clear. If the Bible were not profitable for teaching, reproof, correction, and training in righteousness, it would not also be able to make us wise for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. But this is why we hold that the Scriptures are the very Word of God. They are God-breathed, as St. Paul writes. The whole creative Trinity guarantees this. The Spirit of truth inspires them, just as he breathed life into Adam. The Father, creation's author, gives the Bible its authority. And the eternal Word, who once brought light out of darkness, now incarnate in the person of Jesus, he shines through every page. Psalm 33:6 says it in a nutshell. "By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, by the breath or the spirit of his mouth all their host. Now, if you don't hold that the Bible is both true and clear, then you won't be able to hold any faith that could be called Christian for very long. If God's word isn't clear, or if human speech couldn't adequately convey him, then God wouldn't be able to communicate anything to us. The scriptures are either entirely useful, or they are worthless. St. John sums this very thing up. These things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, and that by believing you may have life in his name. You do well, Peter writes. It is not a waste of your time to pay attention to this prophetic and apostolic word. You do well to listen to Jesus. Peter wants us to recognize the significance of God in human flesh for us, the significance of the transfiguration, and what certainly we should have, because the Father has shown us his Son and said, listen to him. So he writes, first of all, know that no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation, for no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. Wherever someone attempts to remove the clarity or the truthfulness of the Scriptures, it's usually because they don't like something that it says. They are shining their light. And men love darkness more than they love the light of the Scriptures. It's a frequent question. Sometimes it's childlike. Sometimes it's devilish. How can the Bible be God's word if it was written down by men? Well, Peter answers in today's epistle with these clear words. Men spoke from God as the Holy Spirit carried them along. The Lord is pleased to speak by the mouths and the pens of people, of men. He's taken up a mouth. So why should this surprise us? He has taken up a mouth in Jesus. He's been born a man himself to redeem us and to save us. And he sent out his disciples, his eye and ear witnesses, to proclaim that message of life, and yes, even to write it down. And they were sent out with this promise also from Jesus. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. The Holy Scriptures aren't empty words, merely human things, shrouded in darkness, riddled with falsehood. They bear witness to Jesus, and they bring him to us. They are the more sure thing, Peter writes. They are the lamp shining, which we do well to pay attention to. Listen to them, which is to say, listen to Jesus. This was disclosed on the mountain of Transfiguration, where the divine majesty shone in and through the humanity, personally united in one Lord Jesus Christ. So in and through the Holy Scriptures, the Word of God shines also with all of its creative and life-giving power and majesty. It is our clear, bright, and truthful revelation of God that always bears witness to Jesus Christ for sinners. The Scriptures are your lamp shining in the darkness. And they are able to rebuke and to correct and to exhort and to train even you. And they are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Cherubim and seraphim come to you.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. O God, in the glorious transfiguration of your beloved Son, you confirmed the mysteries of the faith by the testimony of Moses and Elijah. In the voice that came from the bright cloud, you wonderfully foreshowed our adoption by grace. Mercifully make us co-heirs with the King in his glory, and bring us to the fullness of our inheritance in heaven. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lutheran Prayer Hour is brought to you each Sunday morning by the Lutheran Churches of the Missouri Synod in the Wahpeton-Breckenridge area. This morning's broadcast was conducted by the Reverend Sean Denzer, pastor of Trinity Lutheran Church in Great Bend, North Dakota. If you have no church of your own, we extend a cordial invitation to worship with us at Trinity. Divine service is held every Sunday at 8:45 a.m., with Sunday school following the service. If you have any questions regarding this Bible or the Lutheran Church, or any comment regarding this morning's broadcast, kindly address them to KBMW 605 Dakota Avenue, Wahpeton, North Dakota, 58075. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.